Welcome to Waking Hope, nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. We are now entering an hour of growth, light, and love. I'm Christine Vibrant, and together we will delve into what makes you, you, and learn that you can and should love yourself, and how Better Me Empowered Living can access these and more. You are more than the sum of your body, your mind, and your spirit. Find yourself as part of the divine. Find healing, rest, and positivity for yourself and the entire world. Waking Hope starts now. Good morning, everyone. I see that we have a few technical glitches, so please keep bear with us. My name is Christine Vibrant, and I'm really, really pleased to be here with you today. I am your Better Me Empowered Living Coach, and I am so excited to be sharing how diving into healing can not only elevate your physical life, but also bring you into contact with the higher version of you, your higher self, which will exponentially elevate your healing. My guest today is Bettina Gomez-Lara from Kitsune Massage Studio, as well as Moon Sage Mystics, a wonderful healer down here in Brownsville, Texas. She has elevated my healing because healing looks different to everybody. And your journey may not be the same as mine, but I do want to encourage you to work with those professionals who have your best interests at heart, who have wonderful experience of their own, and who are dialed in to that wonderful spirit that we're all looking for our healing. Please join me in welcoming Bettina Gomez-Lara this morning. Welcome, Bettina.
Hi, it's really a pleasure to be here with you today. This is an amazing opportunity to share a little bit about what we do to the world. So I'm excited to be here.
Thank you so much. We're really excited. Now, bear in mind, Bettina also has a giveaway for you. But before we get too far into all of those wonderful goodies and the wonderful healing, Bettina, let's tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you if they want to work with you.
You can find me on Facebook, on Instagram, on Google, and I have my website. All you have to do is search for me at Kitsune Massage Therapy or Moon Sage Mystics, and you can find me. So follow us on our social media, please, and that will help you get a little bit more information every day, a little pick-me-up or to find out what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is important to know, because even if you're not in the RGV, in the Rio Grande Valley, even if you're not in Texas, you can still access the wonderful healing energy and the wonderful modalities that Bettina has certified and continues to certify in right through the beauty of the internet. Mm-hmm. So this is why we really want you to head on over to those social media, see what it's all about, and keep in mind that distance healing is just as effective as in person when you have the right intention and you're working with the right professional. Now that brings us to this wonderful giveaway that we have, and I am thrilled to be offering this because Bettina's work is life-changing. I'm going to let Bettina tell you a little bit about the giveaway, and then we're also going to talk about how to enter and when we're going to pick the winner. Okay, so let's talk about the giveaway.
I would love to offer a free Reiki session and a welcoming kit that's going to include a cleansing oil, some sage, some Palo Santo, and some instructions on how to use these things so that when we begin our distant Reiki session, you have everything you need and you know exactly what to do. And it's just simply enough for you to experience it in your own space with me guiding you, listening to you, and then essentially giving you a session. Even though I'm not there in person, you will receive the energy throughout that time. And it would be almost as if I was there. It's just a matter of me working through you and guiding you on how to cleanse your space, cleanse your body, cleanse your energy, and then open yourself up to receiving and connecting with me and allowing me to give you that energy. So I'm excited about offering this free giveaway. And we'll get into the details of how you can win a little bit later in the show.
Right. Now, the interesting thing about Reiki, and I want to kind of share this for those of you who don't know. Reiki is an ancient form of tapping into source energy, both from above and within the earth. Bettina is teaching me, so I'm a newly forming Reiki practitioner, super excited to be leveling up. I am not able to practice yet as I'm still a student, and Bettina is guiding me. But from what we understand about Reiki is that it's great to be in person, of course, with anything, because just to have that other person next to you and saying, it's okay, we're feeling a thing, but it's okay. With Reiki, the long distance can be just as effective because the energy surrounds us everywhere, all the time. Am I correct in what I'm assuming here?
You are.
Okay.
Reiki energy is always going to know where it needs to go and what it needs to do. And all it truly needs is a person willing to receive and a practitioner that's been trained in order to give. And so, honestly, it's not coming direct of me. It's coming direct of source, and I am the conduit in which it is provided. And so this experience, becoming a Reiki practitioner, working through the Reiki levels, I recommend it for anyone. If you have an opportunity to learn Reiki, even just level one, because level one Reiki is all about healing yourself and knowing what your energy is doing day to day. If you're aware of what you're feeling, if you're aware that you're off, you're not functioning at your highest capacity, you're feeling drained all the time, I'm going to recommend it for you as the first thing to do, especially if you are maybe an intuitive or someone who's a sensitive. These things really affect us and our energy levels. They affect everything in our body. So the moment that you're deficient, let's say, in energy, if someone's draining you, your work is draining you, your environment is draining you, and you don't know how to recharge yourself, your body, your physical body will react in a way. And it can be in many ways. You may be getting sick, you just may be not functioning properly. There's so many things that can affect you when your energy is low.
Yeah, now Bettina's speaking from some serious experience here. And we're going to dive into Bettina's own healing journey and why her spiritual work and her energetic work is so powerful. She won't say it herself. I'll say it for her. Her work is powerful. People come in and they experience such levels of healing that, as an international person, to me, blows my mind that more people don't know about this. So Bettina, can you tell us, would you share a little bit of your own journey, an intense journey, guys? This is an intense healing journey, and this is why she knows Reiki is so good.
Thank you. My journey with Reiki began the year that I graduated from massage school, literally the same month on my birthday. I had to have a spinal surgery. And the spinal surgery was supposed to be an in-and-out surgery. I was supposed to walk the next day. I was so excited. It was going to be my birthday gift to myself. And the next day I woke up and I could not move from my waist down. And the nurses told me over and over again, it's fine. It just takes a little time. Sometimes it does this. And before I knew it, it was 2 weeks later and I'm still unable to use my legs. They sent me home, and it was excruciating to be without the use of my legs for 6 weeks until they decided that it was time to reevaluate my situation. And when they did, they realized during the surgery that they had created a worse situation, that it wasn't a part of my healing that wasn't happening. It was that they had actually made a mistake. And so they went in and fixed it. And then I had to learn to walk all over again. And this was the beginning of my career. It was life-shaking. Like, just, it shook me to the point where I felt like I had just completed what I had always wanted to do. And now I'm unable to do it. And it was so painful every single day. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm going to do everything and anything I can do to heal myself and get myself back to where I need to be. So I reached out for all kinds of modalities. I reached out for massage therapists. I went to my actual teachers at school and I hired them to help me and come in weekly. I went out and I tried finding as many yoga videos online that I could find that would help me in my situation. And then I just so happened, it's the universe, the divine brought someone into my life who wanted massage. And she was a Reiki master. And she explained to me she would be happy to teach me. And so I took her up on this offer. And I learned Reiki and I began practicing on myself for 2 years. And it took 2 years before I could literally work without the chair, because I did. I started working immediately as soon as I could. And I was scooting around in a chair and I'm massaging, and I would let everybody know, your massage, I'm going to have to be seated. And everybody was so great. And I did my best. And it was good for me to push myself every day a little bit more. And so in the beginning, it was one client every month. And that's all I could do, because it would put me back out for a bit. And then it became where it was one client a week. And then it was two clients a week. And before I knew it, I was booked all week and I'm standing half the time, and I could see my progress. But when I would finish with my work every day, I was depleted, because I know I was also trying to help the client so much, but I was also trying to help myself keep it together. Mm-hmm. The pain, you don't want to cry in the middle of a session. You don't want to whelp if the pain would come up. And nerve pain is, if you ever had nerve pain, you understand the intensity and sharpness and instantaneous. It doesn't build up and then build down. It just comes in like a knife. And so these are really big hurdles I had to get over, mm-hmm. and push myself through. And Reiki helped me do it. Every day I practiced my Reiki morning and night. And I would charge myself. I would get myself going. And at the end of the day, I would charge myself again so that I could rest. I could truly rest at night and heal and get up the next day and do it again and do it again. And I know, because they told me I was probably not going to ever work again, I know that everything that I did, all the healing modalities that I searched for, mm-hmm. and my own choice to take my health into my hands, was the most important choice I ever made.
This is it. And this is what Bettina does, taking pain points, turning them into power points. Now, as we're going to take a little bit of a pause here, and I want you to kind of sit with the possibilities of what is available to you. Remember, this is an act of ultimate self-love. And we want to ask you today, how have you shown your self-love? We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to dive into some more healing modalities and the beautiful healing energy of Reiki. Thank you, guys. Stay tuned with Christine Vibran and Bettina Gomez Lara.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Hi, I'm Erica Gifford Mills, founder of Balanced Symmetry and host of Get Rooted Radio. If you answered yes to even one of the above, then this 12-week course is for you. The Rooted Life Group Coaching Series will give you the tools, techniques, and strength to be intentional in your pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. Find out more about this program on my website, GetRootedRadio.com.
You are made for more. I'm Coach Lisa, and I'm here to help you achieve ultimate life satisfaction. Your life matters to the world. Reimagine your future with an individualized life by design approach with my free ebook, The 5 C's of Coaching: Commitment, Clarity, Coachable, Creative, and Change. Find the transformation you're looking for. Go to lisabeltz.com. That's LYSABELTZ.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling, is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com.
Do you feel like love is just taking you for a ride? If you struggle to find yourself in a fulfilling romantic relationship, join me, Love Coach Mariah, in my show, Becoming Secure in Love, from push and pull to peace of mind, every second and fourth Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Discover the joy of being loved as your true, authentic self. Visit LoveCoachMariah.com for more. That's LoveCoachMariya.com.
Good morning, guys. You are back with Christine Vibrant on Waking Hope. And we're here with our guest, Bettina Gomez-Lara from Kitsune Massage Therapy, as well as Moonsage Mystics here in Brownsville, Texas. The reason we're having Bettina as a guest is Bettina is a master at taking pain points, transforming them into PowerPoints. And we're currently discussing the wonderful work that can be put into your life, the wonderful healing work that can be affected when you tap into healing modalities that are perhaps a little different from what you've experienced. We're discussing Reiki at this present time and how Reiki is a fantastic long-distance healing tool, so that even if you do not have a practitioner that you resonate with near you, you can work with someone like Bettina long distance because you will resonate with her. Her story is one of taking excruciating pain, of taking an inability to walk after what was supposed to be a life-changing surgery. It certainly was a life-changing surgery, but not in the way that was expected. And this is where the Better Me Empowered Living comes in. Bettina embodies Better Me Empowered Living. So keep in mind, you can contact her through social medias, Facebook, as well as Instagram.
My website, on Google, you'll take you directly to my booking site, and you can honestly contact me through any of these options. Mm-hmm.
This is a wonderful opportunity because Bettina is a Reiki master. She is also teaching me to be a practitioner, and so I will be able to offer it eventually on my own website of beingbetterme.com, on my own socials, beingbetterme LLC, and Instagram at endo.coach.christine, because Reiki is a tool that we can all access at any point, but working with a practitioner who will guide you along the way guarantees you will have some healing affected in your life. Now, for some people like me who are intuitive and are empaths, this is vital energy work, because we are tapped out at the end of the day. We're tired. We don't know why we're cranky. We're picking up everybody else's emotions, and it can be tricky to work through that. Working with Reiki is going to bring you into a space of tapping into source above, as well as tapping into source energy from Earth. We are Earth, after all. And what this allows you to do is, as a conduit, never directing it, letting it flow, letting it do the work for you. And this is where the healing modalities and the continuing education of Bettina just simply thrills me. As someone who's experienced it, whenever she works with me, I will see, as I'm laying there in my visualization, in my meditative state, I always see trees. Working with Bettina, every single time there's trees. And I will see a lot of colors, which, you know, corresponds to chakra work, because this can come up with energy work. However, the most enlightening and healing thing that I experience when I work with Bettina is accessing my higher self, my ability to be intuitive of my body, what my body needs, so that I know to step into perhaps an acute session, calling her up, going onto Massage Book, saying, hey girl, I need some help. Bettina, please tell us a little more about this kind of client when we're coming in with your experience and your education.
Honestly, anyone can have a benefit from Reiki. I want to explain it just a little bit better for maybe people who have never experienced or never heard of Reiki. So our bodies are energy. We're all energy. And as we go about our day and we use computers and cell phones and people in our lives, we're all kind of sharing energy. But a lot of the time, we're giving out more than we're receiving. So in this case, and it's most of our cases where we give, either we're loving somebody, we're caring for somebody, we're helping somebody, that gift that we're giving is energy. And if we're not receiving back, which a lot of the times we reject ourselves, it's not that we're not being gifted it back, it's that we don't accept it because we are in that role of the caretaker, or, you know, just that's your natural state, is just you love to give, but you don't take care of yourself. These are all examples of how your inner batteries can get drained. And this is how I like to describe it to most people, is that I'm going to recharge your batteries. If anything, you're going to get the best sleep of your life tonight after your session. And when you sleep, your body is healing. Your body is finally able to get into that rest and digest, and it can do what it needs to do, because our body already knows what it needs to do. Our cells already know what they need to do. If they don't have what they need to do it, that's when we get into trouble with health and mental wellness, depression. All kinds of effects happen when our batteries are low. So if you think about it as your cell phone at night, every night you plug it into charge. As a Reiki practitioner, that's what we're doing for ourselves as well. We're charging in the morning and we're charging in the evening, and we're keeping our energy always full. So when a client comes to me and they're completely depleted most of the time, they're coming to me for a reason. They don't know why they've been called to do this. And I recommend it. Any of you who are feeling the call to do it, please look into it. Find a local practitioner if you don't want to do distant, because it really is amazing to meet somebody in this field and connect with them one-on-one. I'm here for you always. I understand the disconnect between the computer, but it is important to follow that calling. You're interested for a reason. This is something you will truly benefit from. It is not going to heal everything in your life instantly. This is not magic. This is true energy. And so you have to be willing to receive it, open enough to talk about what's going on in your life so that your practitioner better understands what's going on with you. But even if you're shy, even on your first session, let's say you said nothing, you just came in for a Reiki session, you're going to leave feeling better. You're going to have your batteries recharged. You're going to think more clearly. You're going to feel more clear. You're going to be heard more clearly. All of these things balance out once we have what our body needs to function. On the table, a lot of the clients will experience things, and it's different for everybody. And Christine sees trees when we work together. Mm-hmm. That's tapping into her natural connection to Mother Earth. And she's tapping into some really deep, amazing emotions, and she'll see colors, and she'll have, you know, emotional breakdown. You know, yeah. We release. And so if you cry, you cry.
Yeah.
If you see colors, it's beautiful. I always ask my clients to write down everything they've seen afterwards. And it's not for me. It's for them, because sometimes we'll receive a message from spirit. If you're asking for guidance, if you're asking for help, and you haven't heard that answer back, and you're starting to get, you know, angry about it, or upset, or it's just sad, or you're not feeling fulfilled with your spiritual journey, Reiki can help. Reiki can help guide you into that state where you are fully charged, your energy is balanced, mm-hmm. and now you have that clarity, and you can receive any of these beautiful messages from our ancestors, our angels, whatever it is that you're asking from. You need to be in alignment in order to receive those things. And so Reiki is a tool to help you better your life.
This is it. And it's truly something, as I'm sitting here, with the technical glitches and being on our first out of office, you know, show, and we were working together, and both of us have throat chakra stuckness. Both of us have issues speaking in public. Both of us have traumas from the past when using our voice. So it came to me this morning that we are already curse breaking and breaking blockages, but my legs have been a little bit tense because of the glitches, and I'm wanting to present the very best of us to you so that you know and can feel the love that we're sending. And as I was sitting here feeling tense and telling Bettina I'm shaking, I thought, wait a minute, what am I doing? I'm not tapping in. And what I did was I just sent my energy, sent my thoughts down into the earth as we're meant to, connecting with the roots of energy and just tapping into that Reiki energy as I'm sitting here with you has removed the nerves. I'm not shaking so much anymore. There's still a little bit, but I'm not shaking so much. And the other thing is it's exciting to know that as someone who is unaware of what this is, or maybe you've heard some untruths, you have the opportunity right now, as Bettina said, if this is gauging your interest, if you feel curious, contact us, connect with us. Go to her website, go to Google, go to Kitsune Massage Therapy, go onto her social medias. If you're curious, send me an email, christine@beingbetterme.com, because here's the delightful thing. Bettina and I are working in collaboration for a lot of energy work, because what we're finding is that people are coming in for energy recharges and energy work, and they're getting a lot of benefits. But as a coach, I know that they're going back into the same habits that are depleting them. And so what we're offering are these wonderful collaborative instances of, if you're finding that this is just not fulfilling everything and you love what you're getting, but you know there's something else missing, we work together with your blockages, with the messages we get, and we put down a curated plan, whatever it is that works with your life, whatever it is that works with your needs, so that we can work through the habits that are keeping you stuck, put new energetic healing ones in place. Because as an intuitive, as an empath, as someone working through her own blockages, when I release what's keeping me stuck, what Bettina offers me is exponentially elevated. It is greater. It is more empowering. And we both said to each other this morning, we should have been, with everything going on. Both of us feel absolutely in control,
calm, cool, collected,
grounded. And here's something that we want you to keep in mind. Self-love starts with choosing you. Self-love starts with making you a priority. And nobody is going to give you everything you absolutely want and deserve, except for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to support you. We're going to support you all the time. You're going to come in, and we're going to step into chakra healing next, because that's a really fun one, and sound bowls. But I want to remind you about the giveaway. Don't forget, Bettina's got this fantastic giveaway, which is?
We're going to be giving away a Reiki session along with a healing kit that you will receive with instructions. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned for this, okay, guys? And remember, we want to know, how have you shown yourself love today? Showing yourself love is going into the mirror and saying, you know what? I love what I'm hearing. This is curious. I want to find out more. I love you. I love me. Let's find out how to elevate our lives working together with people who've walked their talk, who've got their own journey. We can't wait to connect with you. Before we go on break, and as we take a pause, I think, Bettina, this may be a good time to ask people to notice as you're sitting, where's your breath? No judgment. Notice where your breath is. Notice where you may be tight. And we're going to dive into this when we come back. Christine Vibran, Bettina Gomez Lara on Waking Hope. We're going to take a break. We'll see you. Stay tuned. In our world today, we are often weighed down by pain, sorrow, insecurity, and complicated feelings of self. What if you could turn that pain into power? Join me, Christine Vibrant, on Waking Hope, a powerful show about nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDanae.com. That's DENEE.com.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Good morning. Welcome to Waking Hope, a show on Transformation Talk Radio, where we talk about your better me empowered lives and how we can take pain points and turn them into our power points. You have the ability and you deserve to live your best life, tapping into your higher self for intuition, guidance, and working with loving professionals who have walked the talk that we're putting out there. We are not speaking from a book. We are speaking from experience and turning our own pain points into power points. Before we dive too much into what we're talking about, and we did ask you to notice your breath before we went on break, I want to remind you how to get a hold of myself, Christine Vibrant. You can go onto beingbetterme.com, my website, or send me an email, christine@beingbetterme.com. And my guest today, the amazing, the wonderful healer, Bettina Gomez Lara from Kitsune Massage Therapy and Moonsage Mystics, a Reiki healer, a massage master, in my opinion, someone who I have traveled the world to have to meet here in Brownsville. I'm like, goodness gracious. Also working with sound bowl energy, energy alignment, and giving just fantastic, wonderful, grounding, loving care here in Brownsville. But it is not only here in Brownsville. You can access her care through massage books. You can go onto the website and energy work. And as we sit and we asked you where you were breathing and we asked you where you were holding tension perhaps in your body, Bettina and I love to do this together as we're doing right now. We're intuitives, we're empaths, we've tapped into these healing energies. As I'm sitting, just kind of feeling, I know there's someone listening, perhaps this moment, or perhaps you're listening on the podcast in the future, but there is a message coming through of lack. And operating in lack and doing the minimum and doing the bare to bear, making it in the day. And I feel that that's a little bit of what I want to just access as we bring the breath down. If your breath is up here, let's just take a few breaths just further in our body, trying to bring the breath down and accessing the lower chakras, accessing our connection to earth, accessing the power centers that we carry for creation, for self-esteem, and for rooting deeply and grounding deeply. This earth is one of abundance. And as women, we are abundance walking. We are the feminine divine, and we do create and co-create our reality. And so for this person who is feeling lack, I want you to know that whatever it is you're experiencing and navigating right now, especially if you're at your darkest, I really want you to pay attention to us. We have been there. We have been down. We have been down where it's just up. The only way you can look is up, where you're doubting your whole life as if, what does this mean for me? I thought I was on the path, and now you knocked me off, and all I see are brambles. What now? Accessing your healing, accessing these parts are going to give you the stepping stones to the greatest version of you. And this is where healing modalities come in. This is where working with people who are not directing energy, but letting it flow and letting the healing work with yourself. This is the power of healing, of waking your healing every day, of stepping into healing every day. Because before you know it, you're going to look back at what used to keep you down and you're going to laugh. This great big belly laugh, which we do quite often. And this morning is one of them. We're breaking throat chakra curses for both of us. We're speaking our truth. We're speaking things that held us back in the past. And we're offering you a wonderful giveaway with Bettina. She's going to show you what you're receiving as well as the energy work you'll be receiving with her. And this is fantastic. These are her, I don't even know how to say it, her opportunities for healing that are exponentially growing because she keeps stepping in to energy. She keeps stepping into growth, into healing. She keeps elevating herself. She keeps certifying. She's constantly educating herself. And most importantly, she's listening to you. She hears you.
It's been a journey since the moment that I took control back and decided I wasn't going to sit down and I was going to make my healing happen. I thought to myself, well, if this happened for me, I have to help others. I felt a call to help others in pain. And I truly just chose clients that really, really needed my help. Swedish massage is amazing. It's relaxing. It does so much for the body, but I wanted to do more. I wanted to help people in chronic pain that were going to be living their life in excruciating amounts of pain. And I wanted to help them live a better life and help them reduce that pain or even take it all away. So I devoted extra time of my life. Like, we only have so many credits. We really need the bare minimum to get to renew our licenses. But I went forward and tripled that number. Every opportunity I had to get a continuing education with a practitioner that I loved, I took the time and I made a way and I found the money to pay for those classes because I needed to know more. I was hungry for more knowledge on how to do my job better. And that's how it was every single time. And now this is my 11th year being in the business, and I continue to do the same. And I do that with my energy work, with my shamanic practice, with my chakra balancing. All the information that I get every single day helps me grow. And no, I always get a little uncomfortable when I get, you know, compliments or things like that, because that's not the point of my work. My work is to see the results in myself, because I'm always using it on myself, but more so in my clients, because I know the transformation I've been through in my life. And it was life-changing to know that I was still going to be able to take care of my family, take care of myself, take care of everybody around me. I feel like this was the biggest opportunity for me to show how all of us have this power. We just have to choose it. And so if you make a choice to better your life and you want to make little baby steps every day, taking a break to ground yourself, it is so simple. That's my easy thing. Mm-hmm. That's how I show myself love. If I'm feeling any kind of way that is not in alignment with what I want for the day, like today, I was a little nervous. All I had to do was sit and ground myself. And by grounding, let me explain it a little bit more. Putting your bare feet on the ground has an effect on your body, whether you're conscious of it or not. If you're touching a tree, you know, giving a tree a big old hug, there's an energy transfer there. And the earth has this ability to transmute. So it will just suck all of the negative out of you, which, if you want to get a little bit more specific, it's positive ions that our body holds on to, and those have a negative effect on our body. So those positive ions get grounded, just like your electrical cords have a grounding that takes it straight into the earth, removes it from your body. And there's even scientific research backing that when you're grounded, inflammation depletes. It just gets, it zeroes out if you're there long enough. And this allows your body to heal without stress. So just taking 5 minutes out of your day to put your feet on the ground, go outside, have a cup of coffee or tea, put your feet on the ground, or just sit in your office. If you have no opportunity to take those shoes off and do the whole thing, look outside. Connect visually with a tree or a bush or some grass or just nature in general, and allow yourself, like mentally allow yourself, to let go of all things that are not serving you. It is so quick. It is so simple. You feel instantly a shift. So if you all want to do that right now, you're going to feel it. You're going to notice that lightness in your shoulders as you just let it all go away. And so this is just one little thing you can add to your day-to-day to begin on your journey. And as you learn new tools, all of these things are tools. You are the power behind your healing. You are the power behind your transformation. There is nothing else in this world, no external thing that's going to change your life but you, because you have to make the choice. And having a Reiki practitioner is a very powerful tool for you to use to better your life. Reiki is an amazing tool, but you can also choose to tap into your spiritual beliefs. There are so many religions, and I don't want anyone to think that this does not in alignment with any religion, because it is. When we speak to divine in my workings, the divine has many names. And so when my clients come to me, whether they be Catholic or any other religion, they can truly connect, because we're not speaking about anything else but their connection to their divine. Yes. This is very personal. It's very subjective. And when you learn how to connect to your divine in a better way, oh my God, does that open up so much room in your body and in your heart for healing, healing and transformation. And you can attain your goals so much easier with the support of the divine behind you. So if you're having a conflict because of your religion, I want you just to put that aside. Mm-hmm. I'm going to help you connect to your divine, not mine. This is always about you.
Yeah. This is the understanding of Reiki, is that as practitioners, you do not direct, because it is not about you. It is about the person who's come for healing. We are simply the ones who've done the work so that the energy can flow through us. Yeah. And the more you practice as a practitioner with the right intention, the more you do release of what holds you back. Now, keeping in mind that we are of this earth and from this earth, as well as the divine, Bettina has support. So for those of you who want long distance, but maybe you can't be in person and you really just want to tap into all of the healing modalities, she offers apothecary.
I prepare and create different things in my apothecary, and I have tools that I prepare. So I do prepared candles for specific purposes. Mm-hmm. I have prepared ritual oils that you can use in assisting you in whatever it is that you're trying to overcome. And so depending on what your day-to-day needs are, you can choose a variety of these or just one that you rely on for everything. And so I have made some custom ones for Christine and I today, actually. I have made some divine wisdom oil, and this one's really beautiful. It's to help tune us into our divine wisdom and allow us to really tap into what it is that we need to say today and what you all need to hear today. I also have a confident communication oil, because I'm a little nervous in front of the camera. And so I needed a little bit of support when it comes to confidence. And so I've prepared these with herbs and intentions and crystals to help support that. And then I've also created this new one for our apothecary that I will have for sale. I have all of these for sale, but this one's going to be on the shelf all the time. Blessings of the Three Kings, because I feel like a lot of my clients, they speak to me about what they're needing in their life. And sometimes they're not being supported fully. And this is kind of the power all right here. So many talents, endowments, favors may come to those who use this oil. Apply to your temples for wisdom. Apply to your throat to speak kindly and truthfully, and your wrists and your hands so that you will be helpful to those in need. And so I found a really strong connection to this particular blend, and I'm really in love with it. So when it comes to the winner of the giveaway, I am going to go ahead and make a custom oil for you, as well as gifting you my limpia oil or energy cleansing oil. Mm-hmm. So I use this with all my clients and on myself on a daily in between sessions to continually remove any dense energy and lift up the energy in the room and release anything that needs to be released. So this one is honestly my favorite. I love it so much. It's been so good to me. It comes in a little bit of a smaller, the free giveaway. If you do order it, you will get it in the larger size. So I'd love to share a little bit about the kit that you'll be getting. So you're going to be getting a sage with sweetgrass, a white sage, 3 Palo Santo, and a selenite wand, all included inside of a wooden box to keep it all nice and cute. And you can choose from 3 different boxes that I have. So right now, this is our Tree of Life, and I really love this box, but we have a couple others.
And so for the giveaway, how would they go about? Do they need to go onto your social medias? How are they going to win this?
I really want to share this message with as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. So what I want to ask is that you like, share, and comment mm-hmm. when I post this video on our Kitsune Massage Therapy website. Go ahead and go on there, like, comment, and share. And I will take note of all the people that did that, and I will make a drawing. And we'll probably do it live on Facebook so everyone can see us do the drawing. So if you don't have Facebook, you can also do it on Instagram. I'll make sure and do it on both platforms.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. This is exciting because I tell you what, when I come in for this particular session, I shouldn't just say me. I love to sit here and watch clients come in because everyone comes through the door feeling grump and low and just brr. Even if they've got a smile because they know it's good, they still have this low. Brr. And then they come in for the session and everyone walks out on clouds feeling the best they've ever felt. And it's this beatific expression of what healing feels like. And again, I do want to reiterate what Bettina said. Don't let your religious beliefs get in the way of the healing. Her clients are from all walks of life. Her clients are from different religions, and there is never a judgment or anything wrong in seeking healing from those who have your pure intentions at heart. Now, I have my giveaway winners to announce, and I'm so excited for this. The first giveaway was the Chakra Tea set. And the reason I did the chakra tea set was I was really hoping that you guys would jump on this because Bettina offers chakra alignment sessions as well. And so you could drink your chakra tea while you were having your chakra alignments before or after to support. Our winner for the chakra tea set with the infuser is on Instagram. This one was Instagram, and it's Jessie Loves Roses. So Jessie Loves Roses, I'm going to be contacting you for your mailing address for the chakra tea set. Root chakra, sacral chakra, solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, crown, and the wonderful infuser so you can brew it a second or third time. I also had my consult giveaway, and this was someone whose username is Friendometriosis. And I'm really excited about that because I'm hoping that this consult will allow us to be better friends to those who have endometriosis or friendly with ourselves. If you are one like me, if you are the 1 in 10 and you have this, we're also doing a lot of energy work here in the Rio Grande Valley because endometriosis carries a history of trauma. Generational trauma, and the diagnosis for this is a surgery, which most people cannot afford and certainly don't want to dive into. If you feel that there is chronic pain, if you feel that there is something beyond what you're receiving from your medical practitioner, and there are many wonderful practitioners out there who have your best interest, who are also listening to you, so this is never to discount them. We are a support. We are always a support for what you choose on your path. We offer many modalities. Bettina's modalities include sound bowl healing, which we unfortunately couldn't put on today due to time constrictions. However, this is another session that Bettina does offer best in person, but we will be working on sound bowl therapy videos and things for her business as well as we grow. Because again, remember, you deserve your best life. You have everything you need. Bettina's story has gone from spinal surgery, being unable to walk, then being in excruciating pain, and still continuing to build her business, where 11 years later, when most massage therapists are burnt out, unable to continue, not only is her business growing, her ability to heal, her modalities are growing, her certifications are growing, her education, she is continuing to grow. And as she grows, so does her energy. You have what you need. The smallest step is the one that is going to get you up the mountain. You're never going to get there if you don't take it. It can be a tiptoe. We've tiptoed. We've boot scooted when we couldn't walk. You got a boot scoot, you boot scoot. We're going to do it with you. But we really are here to help you elevate what is naturally available to you, what is yours by divine right. By divine right, we are supposed to feel blissful in our bodies every day. The world gets in the way. Our programming gets in the way. That's okay.
We've gotten so accustomed to feeling the weight of the world on our shoulders, sadness, anger, stress. We have lost touch with joy. I felt it in my life so many times over and over again. And I have to bring myself back and remind myself how grateful I am. How grateful I am to be the person I am, to have the guidance that I do, to have the people around me that I do, to have the things that I do, even if they're the littlest things. I know it's hard. It's overwhelming. Being a single mom for such a long time before I got with my current wife, it was detrimental to my health because I was working so hard and coming home and having to keep up. And we all have that sort of similar life where life takes over and we're obligated to so many things except ourselves.
Yes.
And so in order to live your best life, you can do every single thing in your day with joy. You just have to try. Make a choice. Mm-hmm. Look at it through a different colored lens. Even if it's cooking dinner, that's one thing I've never really enjoyed doing, but I can make it enjoyable. I promise you that. I think about how much this is going to nourish my family. Mm-hmm. I think about all the good things I'm putting into it, and I put a little Reiki into it. I love it. I want to give myself and my family the best I can give them, and that makes me smile. So that's just me personally. You can find any reason to smile, make a joke, make yourself feel in your heart, in your center, that you are truly happy, and you will be. And it changes slowly every day. It grows and it becomes easier. You're able to tap in. All of these tools that we learn in life, we have to make sure they're tools that are working for us. So this is the choice.
This is the choice. And this is also the beauty of your healing. We know that there is resistance. There is always going to be a resistance to change. That keeps you safe in the yuck. Self-sabotage is going to try and keep you down. So bring the resistance to us. Bring it out. Talk about it. We're often sitting in the office and we'll have people come in and we'll see energy move. And for me, it's always a bit of a color and an idea of what it is. And together we'll talk about it. This moment right here for us in front of you took us some time. Bettina and I had to work together to get to this point of being on camera together, of speaking out what we wanted to say without restriction. And oh boy, did things come up.
Yes.
Yes, they did. But we tackled them with humor, with love and authenticity.
Yes. We have to be truthful to ourselves more than anyone else. You have to admit to yourself what it is that you're wanting to change and what it is that we're doing wrong. Because we have to admit if we're doing something against our greater good. and just make the little changes. Mm-hmm. Don't pressure yourself. One day at a time, 1 minute at a time if you have to. It just depends on you.
Yeah. From two spoonies to the spoonies out there, from two people that have turned their pain points around, to those of you who are out there, you can do this. You can do your path. You don't have to do our path. That's mine. You don't walk mine. That's mine. This is hers. But together, in collaboration, in lifting each other up, in calling out the points and saying, hey, I'm feeling a kind of way. Are you feeling a kind of way? Oh, heck yes. We're going to talk about it. We're going to laugh about it. Because laughter is another form of healing. It's bringing you in contact with yourself. And it's a great way to release. Having a friend, having a practitioner, having someone you can trust with you along the journey elevates it. And so again, from Christine Vibrant on Waking Hope, your Better Me Empowered Living Coach, and Bettina Gomez Lara from Kitsune Massage Therapy and Moonsage Mystics, we wish you the best of today. We wish you blissful bodies every day.
And yeah, we wish you joy.
We wish you joy. We wish you love. Contact us. You know how to get a hold of us. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you, everybody. I really hope that this has been the best day for you, and it just keeps getting better. Yes. Thank you, everyone. Stay safe. Have a great week.
As this hour of Waking Hope comes to a close, I hope you have been lifted and strengthened. I hope you have turned your pain points into power points. For more love and healing, tune in again the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific time. If you can't wait until then, reach out to me at beingbetterme.com and we'll come up with a plan together to awaken your hope, supercharge your healing, and bring your world back into balance. Until next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.